something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Power of Meditation.
Hallelujah.
You're complete. This is very big. I want you to look at these two verses together. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead in Christ. Now, he was here referring to the man Jesus. You know, we can talk about Jesus Christ. And we can talk about Christ as the church, you know, and so on. Here, he's talking about the man Jesus. And it says, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It's too powerful. You know, Jesus Christ, not short of God. He is everything God is. Jesus is everything God is. He's everything God is. That's what that verse says. In him dwelleth. Meaning that God Almighty is resident. And it uses the term the Godhead. The Godhead. That means the completeness of God. All the seven spirits of God. If you never heard that, read our book titled The Seven Spirits of God. The completeness of God, the completeness of deity lives in Jesus. Now, that makes Jesus one of a kind. Absolutely. Absolutely. He stands out. Absolutely. But then he says, and ye are complete. Now, the word translated complete there really means full. It means full. And so, because it's dealing with the fullness, it's coming from the same word, pleroma, plero. Okay? So he says, and ye are full in him. Ye are full. Full in him. So in Christ, ye are full. So he's dealing with the same fullness that Jesus has. So Jesus is full of God. And in Christ, I am full. Full of what? Ephesians chapter 3. And I read it to you from, you know, it's a long verse, a long portion rather. From the 14th verse, you know, you keep going. It says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to talk about what he prays for us about. That Christ, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. What do you mean that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith? Christ already lives in your heart. So why does he pray that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith? He's talking about a consciousness. You see, the babe in Christ doesn't realize it. That's why he says, I travail. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Until Christ be formed in you. Didn't mean they didn't have Christ. He's talking about Christian growth. He's talking about a walking in a consciousness of the indwelling Christ. And so he goes, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded. See, that's what we just read. Being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. That he might be filled with all the fullness of God. This is extraordinary. So when it says in him, you are full, full. You're full in him. Full of what? Full of God. All the fullness of God. I'm complete. I'm full of God. If I'm full of God, how could I be missing anything? The Creator of all things lives in me. He lives in me. I don't need to tell him, oh God, give me new lungs. No. I don't need to tell him, oh God, I've got this damaged whatever. Give me a new one. No, you don't need that. You say, in Christ, I have all things. In Christ, I am full. I am complete. I am complete. Glory to God. I am complete. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's why you were told to meditate. Meditate on this, because so much to learn. Now, what are you going to do? In the next few minutes, you're going to meditate on this. Meditate on this. Think like you are complete in Christ. Think like those things that you've been thinking and aiming for, you actually have them. You're on a journey. And at every point that you require them, they will be there for you. Think like that. You're on a journey. At every point that you require that thing, it will be present because it belongs to you. Don't try to get it. It's yours. Why don't you try to get something that's already yours? It's yours. You're complete in Christ. Hallelujah. So right now, meditate on that. Meditate on it and think like the world is yours, because that's what the Bible says. It's all yours. Think like that. Think like a child who's bold towards his heavenly Father and has no fear and has no care in the world. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall garrison your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Thank him. Worship him. Honor him. Honor him. Declare that your faith is strong in Christ. Declare that you are living in Christ. You're living in this environment called Christ. Declare that you're bold in the Lord. Declare that all things are yours. And that you have all things that you require for life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called you to glory and virtue. Declare it with your mouth. Declare it. Declare that you are in the life of prosperity and it can't be different. You're prosperous in Christ. You're successful in Christ. Declare it. Declare it and keep it in your mentality. Never change it. Don't ever let anything change it. Never let circumstances change it. This is your thinking. This is your mentality. If God lives in you, health is yours. Complete health. There's no sickness in your body. There's no disease in your body. There's no infirmity in your body. The life of Christ is at work in you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Mali kopra konte kira diga sakra dila handra diga sopra tila kamatila. Jonte kopra kila kantora sedifis. Jila ma kresto praktila konto bres. Sora ma katila gedegis. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Glory.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh, Lord God, I believe with all my heart, in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/go loud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.